Professor Johnson, you told us a lot about the welfare system in Britain, but is the United States a welfare state too?
To a large extent, it's not. First of all, the United States doesn't have a national health insurance program, or some similar programs of making health care freely available to all who need it.
So there exists uneven distribution of wealth between the rich and poor in the U.S. What kind of medical treatment can the poor obtain then?
Unlike the rich who can afford to enjoy the services of highly paid specialists, the poor have to attend municipal clinics and hospitals, often waiting for hours or days for appointments.
And what is the primary goal of the American healthcare system?
The primary goal is to make money. In the U.S., medical care is regarded as a private business, based on the principle that the kind of care you receive depends on how much money you are willing or able to spend.
Are there any special medical programs in the United States, then?
Yes, there are Blue Cross, Blue Shield, as well as Medicare and Medicaid programs in the U.S.
I have only heard of Red Cross. What does Blue Cross mean, and what are Blue Shield and...
Blue Cross is a not-for-profit insurance program that pays patients' hospital bills. Blue Shield is also a not-for-profit insurance program that covers doctors' fees for medical and surgical expenses inside the hospitals. Medicare is a program designed to cover some of the medical expenses of people over the age of 65, while Medicaid is designed to cover the medical expenses of people with very low income.
So the American poor and old can share some of the profits after all.
Yes, you are right.
Thanks a lot for your help, Professor Johnson.
You're always welcome.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, what does Professor Johnson think about the United States? Number two, what is true about the poor people seeing doctors in the United States? Number three, what do we learn about the healthcare system in America? Number four, how many special medical programs are mentioned in the interview? Number five, which medical program covers doctors' fees for medical and surgical expenses inside the hospitals?